This is Sharks Territory on KFOX.
He's the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski. Happy President's Day, Dan.
Well, happy President's Day. I used to call it Lincoln's birthday or Washington's birthday, but I'm not sure. Why not? All the presidents.
Who was president when the Sharks first started?
Well, it was the fall of 1991 when they played their first game, so go back to that time.
It was Senior Bush or Elder Bush.
Senior Bush.
Yep. Now, the Sharks scored 4 goals in the first period in their big win yesterday, and Pavelski scored the first just 27 seconds into the game. Now, is that a new Sharks record?
Oh, no. I don't remember the exact number, but I think it's something like 9 seconds into the game.
I found a 15 is the Sharks' playoff record is also Pavelski at 15 seconds. And the NHL record for fastest goal in a game is just 5 seconds into the game. How does that happen?
Well, you drop the puck and somebody takes a shot and it goes in, basically. That's it.
That is so cool. Hey, maybe Pavelski could beat that tomorrow night on KFOX against the Blues. You know, why wait 27 seconds?
Well, you know, as I say, sometimes when it's the other side, when you need a bunch of goals, you get down to 21 seconds left in the game, and I called it Billy Mozienko time. And the reason why I do that is because there was a real player named Billy Mozienko. He was from Winnipeg, and he played for the Chicago Blackhawks. They had a late-season game at Madison Square Garden, and this guy, Billy Mozienko, scored 3 goals in 21 seconds.
Wow.
Not the first 21 seconds, mind you, but 21 seconds. And that's
awesome.
Never been repeated. I don't think anybody could even come close.
Wow. Well, let's have the Sharks score like that at the beginning and end of the and middle of the game tomorrow in St. Louis, 5 o'clock on KFOX with the radio voice of the San Jose Sharks, Dan Rusinowski. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, and keep up all the good work in trying to make Jimmy Carter the greatest guitar soloist of all time.
You must have heard my President's Day contest earlier this morning for which president had the best guitar riffs come out of his term, and I gave it to Carter.
Well, yeah, sure. Joe's Garage, Frank Zappa, he had a couple of pretty good ones in that particular record. I think that was during the Carter era.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Dan. We'll hear you tomorrow.
See you later, Chris.